Advocates say electric rates are at risk thanks to a bill that's advancing in the final days of the legislative session. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Lawmakers have been considering legislation for months that would give themselves more say in what costs Rocky Mountain Power can pass along to its customers. The Utah Public Service Commission will still have its rate-setting job, but lawmakers want to change some of the rules that the three-person commission must consider when it's weighing the electric utility's rate hike requests. Layton Republican Senator Stuart Adams is sponsoring the bill.
Our economy's driven on low electric prices and low gas prices. When we let a three-member committee dictate policies, I think we've given up our fiduciary responsibility as a legislature to set policy.
The power company and industrial power customers have been negotiating the details with Adams for weeks, and changes in the latest version have prompted the solar industry to back off past objections. But consumer advocates still oppose it. Clara Geddes is a longtime utility watchdog. She spoke to lawmakers directly at Tuesday's hearing.
This is not your policy. This is Rocky Mountain Power's policy, and what they're doing is asking you to sanctify it. This is very unfair to consumers. Your constituents are all going to pay the bill for this.
Several lawmakers attempted to stall and amend the bill, but the House Public Utilities and Technology Committee voted 6-5 to pass it. The measure still needs approval from the full House and the Senate, but time's running out. The general session ends Thursday at midnight. Judy Fays, KUER News.